Are you ready?
Good evening, Banger. Here at your show, September 21st, 2019.
Is the band ready?
Representing U.S. fans. Looking forward to your presentation.
Banger Area High School, you may take the field in competition.
Street Beat was cool, coming on, 16 pounds loud, 16 soft, with accents in his verse. Just watch the inside beats and make sure they're locked in. They're just as important as the accents. When we do the unison bass part, got to make sure they're really, really lined up. Like it's just very, very, very tight flange at times. That last time was together. So it takes a while to get the timing a lot in, but right off the bat, you're in a flange situation. So you, whether it's one person playing or all four bass drums, the decision that you just made, so you run all four, gives a lot more strength and sound, so you just got to time that up. Right, open up on that cymbal crash. Cymbal solo. Yeah, it's good percussive support underneath the band with Rule Britannia. Yeah, the cohesion with the rhythm and what the band was playing was done very well. Okay, here we go. Again, an issue with the unison parts. Make sure they're together. A little heavy though at this point right now. The band's not all that loud. You could hear it in the beginning, but now in the middle of that section, I wouldn't play it all that heavy. Or maybe just have one bass play. All right, subtleties with the crushed rolls and the snares. Just make sure that release of the crushed roll isn't an accent. It's a slight little bit more power than what you actually need. Yeah. Don't let the accent or last beat of the roll, you know, be stronger than the crush. Nice visual there, cymbals. And again. Play out keyboards. Play it out the way through. Alright, good interpretation of the bass up front, although I would probably have that on an angle and then dampen that with the other hand. Good spray out in the cymbals. Good on the diminuendo with the bass. Softer snares. Yeah, snare's a little heavy on this point. It should have lightened up a little bit. Alright, good back time beats their bass. I thought we would have crescendo that instead of playing it all one vinyl at the very end, dun, 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 and then put some culmination to that. A very, very sports song that hit at the very end. For some wind chimes here or some suspended cymbal rolls. some arpeggiated figures. Yeah, when the flags went up about as far as CNS, Coronation Showmanship, we would have had a cymbal roll in there just to go ahead and highlight the visual. Okay, well, we have a cymbal roll there. Bass jumps again, a little heavy. It like overpowers the sound of the band. Probably just one bass at this point. Maybe the bottom, split between the third and the fourth. All right, good control there. The snares and the diminuendo. Yeah, the crescendos are very, very sensitive, very touchy. You can't get too loud too soon. It has to match up with what's going on, so just back off a little bit. Bass drums were not locked in. We have the snare and the tenor playing rhythmical patterns behind, but the bass drums seem to be behind. Good with the keyboards, but keep it even with your hands. Duck, 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 diggy, diggy, duck, duck, duck. Oh, good liquid battery. Good control here in the buzz. Good pronunciation and impact points with the band. That was real good bass drums up there. Good impact points. Yeah, now we're starting to warm up a little bit. All right.
From Bangor, contribution to the Bangor Area High School Swing and Marching Band under the direction of Mr. Barry.
At the very end, we have some issues, you know, during the show, beginning and middle, but the end tightened up very nicely. So thank you very much, and appreciate the program.